After a 27-11 loss yesterday, head coach Rob Chudzinski has moved on and is now focusing all his attention on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good morning. Disappointed in the loss for our fans and for our team. We did not get the job done, and give the Steelers credit, they did. There's some positives, but in the end, four turnovers. We had 17 points off of those turnovers. Offensively, we had a number of drives that ended in the plus territory, and we were unable to get anything out of those drives and capitalize on that field position. And then keeping our quarterback upright, we got to do a better job of that. Defensively, we need to create some turnovers. I thought our early tackling wasn't as good as what it needs to be, and we weren't able to get the pressure on Roethlisberger that we would have liked. The result was not good enough, but I believe in our coaches and our players. We'll stick together, and we'll learn from that game, make the corrections, and move on. It was one game. We still have five games left in the regular season, and starting with Jacksonville. And we're excited about those opportunities and the opportunity to play on a week-to-week basis. As far as injuries, a couple things. As I mentioned last night, Jason Campbell has a concussion. He'll be going through the NFL protocol for that before he's cleared to play. Tank Carter has a shoulder sprain. We'll see how he is as the week progresses. Buster Skrine has bruised ribs. And again, we'll see how he progresses as the week goes on. And those were the injuries from the game that I have to report. I'll take questions now.
Hey, Chad, after looking at the replays, it's pretty obvious Campbell got belted in the head. Should that be a reviewable play, do you think?
Well, I think you end up opening all the things in terms of penalties being reviewed. You open that whole can of worms. So I don't know that that's necessarily the thing that you should do on that.
Obviously, you can ask the league to take a closer look at that.
Yes. Yes, we will. Well, you know, those are the plays in the games that are important. There was a number of plays, though. I mean, it just wasn't that one that, you know, was an issue for us yesterday. You know, certainly, hopefully we'll have Jason back soon.
So you have to get up. You work out quarterbacks and have another one signed for this Jacksonville game, you think?
We're looking at all those options. There's a good chance that we'll sign another guy before the game.
Why don't you think you could get to Roethlisberger all year? He'd been sacked and pressured. What do you think? His breakdown?
Yeah, looking at the game, they got the ball out quickly a lot. Most of their passes were quick screens or just, you know, quick game. When we did have four-man pressure and when he was dropping deeper, we weren't able to win the one-on-one matchups. It's as simple as that. When we did have blitzes on, we were able to get pressure when he was dropping and you know, deeper. You know, it was a combination of a number of things. You look at our blitz percentage as a whole, it was right in line with the other games that we've played. They were just getting the ball out quick during those times, or, you know, that's the times we were able to get some pressure on him.
Rob, do you think a lot of the defensive struggles is a result of the frustration that the offense isn't able to put points on the board and that the offense is putting the defense feels there's a lot of pressure on themselves to win games?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. I think, you know, at the end of the day, our guys know and understand that, you know, it's a team game. Their job is defense. The guys on offense, their job is offense. And I think overall we have the leaders that, you know, understand that. And as we're going through the season, there's going to be points in time where one side may be playing well and the other side not as well. And there's going to be different points in games that happens. And that's part of it. But we all have to play it and come together as a team in the end. And, you know, that's what we plan on doing.
TJ was pretty frustrated after the game. Just your thoughts on that. It seemed like he was kind of implying that the turnovers really kind of putting it a little bit on the offense. And as a coach, when you hear those kind of comments or read those kind of comments, wonder what goes through your mind.
Yeah, I saw what he said. I don't know that it it was in a context of being frustrated about losing, which I understand. And guys who aren't frustrated or like losing, we don't want to hear anyhow. So, I think that what TJ said, I think was in frustration. I know as he came in today, he's looking at his own performance, and there's a lot of things that we all can do better, and that's the approach it's been with the team.
You mentioned yesterday about, there were opportunities to kind of do something special here these last couple weeks, and you came up short. We see teams around the league all the time take that next step. What's it going to take? Why do you think that, you guys weren't able to take that next step these last couple weeks, and what's it going to take for you to take that next step?
Well, you're defining it as a big step. I think that at the end of the day, you look at each game, you look at each play, and you look how you're executing what you need to do, from a coaching standpoint, if we're doing the things we need to do in preparing guys and so forth, and then you analyze it from that way, and sooner or later you'll make the corrections, and the corrections will be there, that you'll put the games together. We've played some good games this year against some very good teams. We've played well in some critical times of games. We just have to put it together consistently and get it on the field during that game.
Did you take a few minutes with TJ to say some of the things that you just said to us, that, this is a team game and we don't kind of go off on another unit?
Yeah, I talked to the team about the importance of us sticking together. And, this is the time where those frustrations come out when you don't have as much success in a game that you want to have. And, again, we have a lot of football left to play this season. And, it's a team sport, and we need to stick together in that way.
Besides TJ, Joe Haden kind of admitted that the team was deflated at the very sight of Whedon coming in. Do you feel there's a crisis of confidence in that locker room about Whedon?
I don't think so. I think that whoever it is going to prepare. The quarterback position is going to prepare and be ready to play. And I feel confident every time we go into a game of all the guys on our team, regardless of position, regardless how experienced and inexperienced they are, it doesn't matter. Putting on the Cleveland Browns uniform and I believe in them.
Chuck, what can you guys do to protect whoever's your quarterback better? I mean, I think it's 9 sacks in the last 2 games. The totals are up from a season ago. What's the problem as far as keeping your quarterback upright, as you mentioned earlier?
Well, some of that in the last 2 games has been in this position that we're in, throwing a lot at the end of games, and obviously they're not being a threat to run and being one-dimensional what we're trying to do, playing catch-up. But I think that as I look at the season, I think we've made strides in the protection area. Yesterday were some physical breakdowns and a few identification breakdowns that we have to get corrected. Again, it's something that we have to protect our quarterback and have to keep our quarterbacks upright and healthy.
Is part of it too also that just in the global perspective, the you guys changed systems last year. Joe Thomas was talking about this earlier, that you guys are trying to take deeper shots this year, and that forces your linemen to try to have to hold their blocks a little longer. Is anything attributed to that as well, or?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. It's to say it's just one thing is inaccurate. To say that it's probably nothing is inaccurate. So it's a combination of things that may play into it a little bit. But again, it's something that we need to improve on as guys get more comfortable in what they're doing, and we should eliminate the mistakes and get better. I think we have as the course of the season's gone on. And when you're in those type of situations trying to catch up, you're spread out, and there's the defensive linemen are teeing off, and that's where it makes it tough.
What should Campbell have done differently on that blitz when he got sacked and the concussion?
Yeah, that's one of the examples. We had an identification issue there and a miscommunication. And that's something we need to get fixed.
Could a quarterback have done anything differently?
More from just a communication standpoint, it was more a combination up front.
Has Jason been ruled out for this week?
He has not.
And is he in the building? Do you know how he's feeling today?
He came over this morning. And then he's gone home since.
Chad, you talked about the locker room on Whedon, and the fans clearly, what they're booing yesterday clearly was Paul Brown not blaming the bus driver. How could the front office not understand that he's a lightning rod at this point for everything that maybe the last 15 years? And why wasn't it addressed just to bring almost anybody in?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that at the end of the day, he's on our team, and that, you know, he's done some good things this season. He's our second-team quarterback, or was our second-team quarterback. We'll see what we need to do this week. Chances are he'll start this week, and we'll see, you know, as Jason, you know, later on in the week, we'll make that determination, see where Jason's at.
Did he say he was feeling a lot better, or how did he characterize how he was feeling today, Jason?
I think he was okay, felt okay.
What are your thoughts on fans booing their own players at home?
I mean, it's difficult. I understand, you know, the fans, the perspective and where they're coming from on things. You know, at the end of the day, he's a Cleveland Brown, and we need him to win and to help us win. And, you know, I know that that's how the team feels about him.
Do you think Brandon has any confidence left?
I think he does. I think he does, and I think that, you know, going down and we were able to score, he let us down and got a touchdown on a drive. I think that was big for going into next week, you know, to be able to do that. And, you know, the team kept fighting there at the end and was able to get the ball in the end zone, and he led that drive down.
When you talk about bringing, maybe probably signing another quarterback, do you bring in guys to work out, or do you have a guy in mind already that you would sign?
We have a number of options that we're looking at.
One record and tied another one, the team record, had what everybody would say was a pretty great game. But last night on TV, I'm not sure if you heard it, Reggie Rucker said that it was almost tainted because so many of the yards came when the game was settled, and he thought Gordon should have been out of the game. Any thoughts on that, or a comment on Gordon's game?
Yeah, I mean, production is production. At the end of the day, he was able to get those yards in an NFL game at the time he, you know, doesn't really matter. I mean, he was out there. I thought he's played one of his better games in terms of he's just getting better and better as a route runner and really making plays.
When you look at the overall struggles of the offense, are you surprised that you haven't been able to sustain the points, you know, score as much as you obviously would hope to week in, week out, and where do you think that comes from?
Well, I think it comes from a number of areas, and, you know, I think that, again, it's something we're looking at hard at and trying to improve. We fixed and improved at a number of areas. There's still more to go. So as we fix something, it seems like something else pops up. And, you know, offensive football is about rhythm. It's about guys, you know, you have to have 11 guys executing on every play. And if there's one breakdown or one small thing that can happen, that can throw you off. And you know, right now that's what's happened to us. As I mentioned before, we had a number of drives that we were moving the ball well at times and we're getting into plus territory down there closer about where you're going to get a chance to get some points in, you know, either a field goal or obviously pushing it all the way in. And it was a breakdown or it was a penalty or it was those type of things. And you just can't do that.
Time for just a couple more, please.
State of your running game right now. It seems like you gave Chris a chance the last week or two. He ran okay, but he's fumbled twice. And Willis's carries were way down. Where do you turn now, or what's the plan with the running game at this point?
Well, I think we keep going with it. I think the one thing is Chris has to protect the football. Fozzie got some opportunities and ran pretty well as well. So, you know, we'll continue to work, to tweak it, you know, find ways that we can get better at it.
What happened on that illegal snap penalty on Alex Mack?
Yeah, it was an issue. We had an audible at the line of scrimmage, so he just ended up snapping it early. It was just a miscommunication.
And what was illegal about it, I guess is what I'm asking.
He snapped it and stopped it and then restarted again.
No sacks.
Last question, please.
Yeah, you know, I think that the situation in the last two games wasn't one where the other team had to throw the ball a lot, so that's part of it. Again, as I mentioned before, we had some one-on-one opportunities, and when we get those opportunities with our four-man rush, we have to generate pressure and beat the guys across from us. And, you know, we're pressuring and blitzing, And when we are, we're getting chances to get guys. We had some chances of getting Roethlisberger down yesterday and weren't able to do that and get him on the ground. We knew that going into the game. That's tough. But we just have to continue to work to improve at that.
Thanks, everybody.
Last one.
Create this pressure on quarterbacks, and for a while that was going on, and the AFC North the last two games just wasn't there. Are there things you can do differently, or?
We just have to keep stressing, technique and beating a man, and that approach with our guys. Again, they were getting the ball out fast yesterday, so that's a big part of it. So it's tough when with a quick passing game to get to the quarterback in that way.